Moussi Refuge from Satan the Cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, about the concept of afterlife, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "This life is a means for the journey to the eternal world. Death is the transition from one world to another. It is a passage from the earthly abode to the everlasting realm." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the truth of death. Imam Khomeini's view of life was that it was a short test, and the real goal of life was to prepare for what comes after death. This perspective is rooted in the Quranic teachings that this life is temporary and the afterlife is eternal. So it's not a tragic event, but a transition to a more significant phase of existence. In Shia school of thought, life is often perceived as a temporary stage that serves a higher purpose. It is considered a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where individuals are given the freedom to choose their actions. This belief aligns with the Quranic verses that emphasize accountability and moral choices. The idea that this life is a means, from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, suggests that earthly existence should be viewed not as an end in itself, but as an opportunity for spiritual growth, ethical behavior, and preparation for what lies beyond. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man is at present in a state of deep sleep. When he dies, he will be awake." So according to this view, death is not annihilation, but is inherent fallout of one stage of progress and development of man. Similar to an infant in the womb of a mother, which after reaching a particular stage of its development, just should not and cannot stay in the confined and dark womb of the mother and obtain nourishment from her blood, but must come out and continue its development in a more extensive world. Similarly, after a certain period, he should attain freedom from the confined and limited world of nature and hasten to another world which is appropriate for his eternity-desiring soul. Okay, dear listeners, that was a short explanation of what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi meant by his beautiful and elegant statement. That was the time we have for this episode of String of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about afterlife. He said, "This life is a means for the journey to the eternal world. Death is the transition from one world to another. It is a passage from the earthly abode to the everlasting realm." Thank you very much, dear listeners. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say.